With the movie hype about Blood Diamond this week, there is a stunning decision today in Africa about a real story that mixes diamonds and human rights. In Botswana, the Bushmen people known as the San were thrown off their traditional lands on an enormous reserve in the Kalahari Desert. The government said they were killing too much game there and living in primitive conditions.
The Bushmen said mining companies wanted them out of the way to explore for diamonds. Today, Botswana's High Court resolved years of litigation, ruling 2-1 for the Bushmen. Craig Timberg has been covering the story from the Washington Post. He's with us today from Pretoria. Craig, hadn't observers expected this decision to go the other way?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of surprise today. So I get the sense that there's quite a few happy Bushmen.
Well, how many Bushmen are there really in this case, and how do they live? That's central to what the government had said.
Yeah, look, it's a very complex picture. I was last in the Kalahari Reserve maybe a year ago, and at that point, it was down to just a few dozen people who were actually living there in the traditional way, and the rest had been moved out or had moved out voluntarily. But the Bushmen will tell you that there's hundreds and perhaps thousands more who would like to live there if they had, you know, legal right to do so and didn't have to face the possibility of being driven out all the time. So the question now is whether we're going to see a kind of significant return.
Well, you wonder about that. Botswana is one of the most respected governments in Africa. They are democratic, but this has been a very highly charged fight there. What do you think is going to happen? Will the government give up?
Yeah, I don't think it's clear yet what they're going to do, and they may well huddle and decide, you know, how much of a stomach they have for this, to continue this fight. It certainly has been an unusual and very unpleasant batch of bad PR for a government that is generally quite respected, and they've crafted a country that is very successful by African standards. And I don't know. We'll have to see if they want to continue this fight.
So what happens to the mining concessions? Because the government had already sold mining rights to go into this Kalahari area and explore for diamonds, although there are various claims about whether or not there are very good diamond reserves to be found there.
In Botswana, as in a lot of African countries, the government owns all the mineral rights. So there's nothing inherent about the possibility of diamonds being there that means you need to chase people away. And in fact, the ruling from the court today says that this is not necessarily about diamonds. So, you know, we're left wondering still about whether the core issue is diamonds or whether that's something of a red herring.
One thing that the San people, the Bushmen people, had said in their argument was that the government essentially was ashamed of them because they do live in quite primitive conditions. Is it possible for a hunter-gatherer culture to truly still survive today in the Kalahari Desert?
I think that's the huge unanswerable question. My impression from having been there is that this way of life is very fragile and under all sorts of pressures that have nothing to do with the government's behavior. You know, parents send their kids out of the reserve to go to school. There's water and tobacco and donkeys and all sorts of things that make their way into the reserve that do unquestionably alter the way of life as it's been lived for thousands of years. So, you know, my impression has been that the only way for the Kalahari Bushmen to live as they've lived, you know, for time immemorial is for the government to support them as opposed to oppose them. They need kind of the wind at their back to try to protect these ancient ways. And without that, I don't see how they manage to sustain themselves in the onslaught of modernity.
Craig Timberg, reporting from Southern Africa for The Washington Post. Craig, thank you.
It's my pleasure.